91X News.
It's 18 degrees and slightly cloudy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Loyalist College student government has added a new pub night to the schedule this semester. Dress to Impress Night is the new formal pub. The pub requires you to dress up in formal wear and not in jeans or a ball cap. Student government president Heather Williams says this new pub is like a semi-formal.
We found that students like to get dressed up for an occasion, so this is just giving them an occasion, something like a semi-formal.
Dress to Impress Pub Night will be on Thursday, October 20th. The Children's Treatment Center at Belleville General Hospital is getting an upgrade. A playground is being built just outside of the treatment center so children can enjoy more play-based therapies. Manager Margot Russell Bird says the playground will help kids have fun while building skills.
The nice thing about it is it's a very natural environment for kids to play in a playground. And so what we did was kind of look at, okay, what can we have in a playground that will help kids have fun, but at the same time help them develop skills.
Russell Bird says they're still looking to raise $74,000 to meet the project's $300,000 price tag. To donate, visit www.bghf.ca/playground. The playground is expected to be finished by the third week of October. Former Backstreet Boy Nick Carter will make a stop at the Empire Theater on the Canadian leg of his All-American tour. Carter will be performing on Tuesday, November 11th. The show will begin at 7 p.m. Tickets are available through the Empire Theater and prices range from $44 to $114. VIP upgrades at up to $983 are also available, but must be purchased through Carter's website. This won't be the first time Carter has performed in Belleville. His last performance was in November 2011, also at the Empire Theater in support of his I'm Taking Off solo album. The OPP are deploying a Milwaukee billboard across central Ontario to help solve a murder. The sides of OPP van have been painted with pictures of murder victim Frederick John Hatch, as well as details about the case. The van will make its way along Highway 7 from the town of Erin, northwest of Toronto, to Nepean, south of Ottawa, parking in different communities and moving weekly. Hatch's body was found in Wellington County on the morning of December 17, 2015, east of the 10th line off of Wellington Road 124. He had been last seen the day before at a Dollar Tree store in Ottawa. Police say they are unsure of how he traveled from Ottawa to Erin, but that he was known to hitchhike. In June, the provincial government offered the $50,000 reward to anyone who might have information about the case. Anybody who knows something is asked to call their local OPP. Forecasters say strong winds, heavy rains, and a dangerous storm surge are starting to spread over the Bahamas as Hurricane Matthew approaches. The Category 3 storm has already left behind widespread damage and suffering on Haiti. Reporter Alex Perez says tens of thousands of tourists are trying to leave Nassau before it's too late.
Everyone is desperately trying to get out. As of right now, the airport here in Nassau is still open till about 11 o'clock local time. But after that, it's set to close. And right now, at this point, it's unclear when exactly the airport will reopen.
Matthew is being blamed for at least 11 deaths so far. After a night of insults and interruptions at the U.S. vice presidential debate, the candidates and campaigns are back at work. Reporter Aaron Katursky has more.
Tim Kaine called his debate with Mike Pence here fun, if intense, and told a watch party he had little voice left. He'll muster what he can for a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, same state where Pence campaigns, while Hillary Clinton delivers a speech at a fundraiser in Washington and Donald Trump holds rallies in Nevada. The debate here set the stage for the second presidential debate Sunday in St. Louis, where Trump will try to rebound from a performance that gave Clinton a boost in the polls.
During the 90-minute face-off in Farmville, Virginia, Kaine repeatedly challenged Pence to vouch for Trump. Pence calmly defended Trump's tax history, but sidestepped the criticism of some of his running mate's most provocative statements. U.S. vice presidential candidates Tim Kaine and Mike Pence battled it out on the debate stage last night. The ABC fact-check team graded the debate night statements.
On the big debate night, Senator Tim Kaine claimed that Donald Trump supports Japan, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia having nuclear weapons.
Donald Trump's idea that more nations should get nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia, Japan, South Korea.
The ABC fact-check team gives that a true and false. Here's why. Donald Trump has said that America's allies should pay more for their defense costs. Trump has also said that Japan might be better off if it had nuclear weapons to defend itself from North Korea, but then denied they should have them. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, Washington.
With Halloween approaching, some retailers are refusing to sell clown masks because of recent incidents of threats and hoaxes. Reporter Jim Ryan says the creepy clown phenomenon is also hurting some performers.
For nearly 40 years, Charles Anderson has been better known as Smiley the Clown. The recent creepy clown incidents hurt him professionally and personally.
All the time and energy and effort we put into being good clowns, and to see somebody like that do crazy things is just a shame.
A Dallas area middle school student has been arrested for making a clown threat on social media. Two teens in Louisiana were taken into custody after driving around their high school wearing clown masks. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Lawyers will start making their closing arguments today in the trial of a 42-year-old woman charged with hiding the remains of six infants in a Winnipeg storage locker. Experts testified the infants were developed enough to probably have been born alive, but couldn't be 100% certain. Andrea Giesbrecht has been free on bail since she was arrested 2 years ago. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Between the harsh heat of summer and the dread cold winter is the temperate season of fall, your chance to witness seasons changing in glorious color. Quinte Conservation has 23 conservation areas open to the public. From woodlands to wetlands, rivers and lakes, to forests and fields, Quinte Conservation maintains many scenic nature trails near you. Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Complete details at quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina McDonald with QNET Sports. In local hockey action, the Cobourg Cougars will be hosting the Orangeville Flyers tonight. Game time is 7 p.m. from the Cobourg Community Center. Tonight for women's soccer, the Loyalist Lancers pay a visit to the Fleming Knights. Game time is 6 p.m. at Fleming College. Tomorrow for men and women's rugby, the Loyalist Lancers face off against the Fleming Knights. Women's game time at 6 p.m. and men's game time 8 p.m. at Loyalist College. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to Texas to play in the American League Division Series. Edwin Encarnacion cracked a don't-doubter three-run home run in the 11th inning to give the Blue Jays a 5-2 walk-off victory over the Baltimore Orioles. That clinched the AL wild card and earned Toronto a ticket into the American League's Final Four. Orioles center fielder Adam Jones says losing pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez, who gave up the winning home run, has no reason to hang his head.
I can't be none more than happy with the year he had. Really the second half of the season that he had since the All-Star break, talking about trade rumors, this, that. And he came out in his last, I don't necessarily know how many starts, but six or seven, and put us in this position.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says discussions have been held about the possibility of playing regular season games in Montreal. The Toronto Blue Jays have held preseason series at Olympic Stadium for three straight years, and a fourth is planned for the spring. Manfred says he's been impressed by the fan support in the city.
We have talked about the possibility of playing regular season games there. I think that I know that there were folks in Montreal who were interested in this year. I think that tough to do that in a year where you have the World Baseball Classic and a bargaining process that's ongoing during the preceding year.
The 2017 regular season schedule was released last month, so the earliest possible season would be 2018. A fan threw a can at Baltimore Orioles outfielder Hyun-Soo Kim during the seventh inning of Tuesday's AL wildcard game. With the score tied 2-2, pinch hitter Melvin Upton Jr. flied out of the track and left. Kim made the catch despite the can narrowly missing him as it came out of the stands behind him. Center fielder Adam Jones gestured towards the seats, and manager Buck Showalter came out to register his displeasure with the umpires. It was not immediately known whether the fan was ejected. It will be a pitcher's duel tonight in the National League's wildcard game. Giants ace Madison Bumgarner will take the mound as a San Francisco visits the New York Mets at 8 p.m. tonight. The Mets will counter with Noah Syndergaard. The winner of the wild card will play the Chicago Cubs in the National League Division Series starting Friday. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with fog patches dissipating this morning. High of 21 and a UV index of 5 or more, moderate. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 13. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy, clearing early in the afternoon with a high of 22 and a humid index of 27. At 12:09, it's 18 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X, next at 1.